I felt the Lord was saying, I am the Lord your God. Seek my presence and walk with me. And then for those of us who get distracted like me, every time we get distracted, but every time we come back to God, that's the victory. So the Lord is saying, don't worry about your distractions, but keep coming back to me. I am the Lord your God. Walk with me. Bask in my presence here. The Lord is here. The Lord is really here. Thank you, Lord.
We say we want to give our lives fully to God. The Lord says, I have come that you might have life in all its fullness. And that is his gift to us, and that is his invitation to us.
As we were praying, I got the words from Exodus. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And the sense I got was what everyone else was saying, the Lord is trying to remind us of his character and inviting us back to him.
I just sense from Psalm 144, 1 to 2. Praise be to the Lord our rock, who trains our hands for war, our fingers for battle. He is our loving God and our fortress, our stronghold and our deliverer, our shield in whom we take refuge. The sense I got was very much the Lord saying that it isn't going to be easy, but if you take refuge in me, I will be with you. Amen.
So the words are coming thick and fast, but let's just take a moment to kind of pause and receive what we've heard into our hearts, to allow the word of the Lord to come into our hearts, into our beings. And let's just make an initial response to him.